streets, the hustlers and drug dealers. If you question who we be, just tell them that God with us.
We gon' take it up. I like red letters over trap beats, the fix is in.
Music blasting for the black sheep, yeah, serious. They like how you build and still breaking all their barriers.
Tell them, turn me up. DJ Focus Dice Gamble, this one for the hustlers.
This one for the CEOs that used to be the customers. Knew it was gonna be big when winning season seemed impossible. Woo! Coming live on your radio.
What they want?
That real and raw.
How they get it?
DJ Focus.
What we doing?
Making music, reaching the corner. And it's all for the kingdom.
And we gon' make sure they know it.
Woo! Coming live on your radio.
What they want?
That real and raw.
How they get it?
DJ Focus.
What we doing?
Making music, reaching the corner, and it's all for the kingdom.
And we gon' make sure they know it.
We gon' take it there. I like red letters over trap beats, the fix is in. DJ Focus, tell him turn you up. DJ Focus, tell him turn you up.
Yes, sir. You tune back into The Fix, your source of faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. It's your boy DJ Focus checking in.
And it's your girl Dice Gimble in the building, checking in. Wake up, y'all.
Tiptoe Tuesday. Come on, get up. I need y'all to wake on up and get ready to have a great conversation with your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And just tell him how good you're going to be today, because you kind of missed the mark yesterday. I feel like some people missed mark yesterday. Well, I just feel like it was a call-off ministry yesterday because of the Super Bowl. So I feel like people are just going back to work today. It's somebody. Yeah, it was a call-off. You said it was national hangover.
It was 14 million.
We ain't going to work day. I say, wow, it's a whole situation. Just plus. Oh, my goodness. So, shouts out to everybody who's this is your first day back. We need y'all to get back. And do the right things today. We need y'all to come and listen.
Yeah.
You might have one of your coworkers who might be a little tired because they might have had to work overtime yesterday. So we need you to take up some of that slack today. I just want to put that in somebody's spirit. Don't go in there bragging about you took off. That ain't it. Don't do that. That ain't cool.
If you put your PTO, your PPTO, it's your money. It's your money.
No, I'm with you on that. I ain't talking about them people. I'm talking about the people.
You're talking about the people that just called
the hotline. Yeah, they called the hotline early into Moulton when ain't nobody there, and people had to come in and listen to that voice message. Like, oh, Tasha ain't coming in today.
The ones that was faking their voice. They're faking their voice. Yeah. And be like, come on to me. Yes.
Right.
One more time. Yeah, come.
That's wrong. That's so wrong. But all you actors out there, y'all need to take some theater classes and go be an actor for real if that's what y'all want to do and live y'all best life.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Stop faking it. Just tell them you ain't coming. I ain't gonna be there. That's how you say that. You going to work tomorrow? Nope. Don't put me on the schedule. I won't be here. None your business. I'm not able to make it.
Yeah. Yeah, put the slip in. I just need y'all to put the slip in ahead of time. Y'all knew the Super Bowl was going down 3 weeks ago.
Lie.
You could have been put that slip in.
Yeah, you could.
For everybody else, so that way, coverage can be clear. But listen, we love you. I'm just joking. Shouts out to everybody who can receive a joke. Shouts out to y'all. Once again, you're tuning into The Fix. And of course, our mission is to expose the culture to positive but relevant music that keeps Jesus Christ at the center of the message. Listen, thank y'all for waking up with us on this Tiptoe Tuesday. When I tell y'all this show all the way lit, like always, our Real Talk conversation going to be fun today. Shouts out to everybody. It's Love a Week. Shout out to everybody who's going to buy them their little significant other little gift. Yeah, it's Love a Week. I just feel like, it's babies being made this week. It's love in the air. I pray they all married babies, but, it is what it is. We ain't going to run away from, that a lot of situations happen around Valentine's week, that just happened. But I pray that, the couples are, being fruitful like God, intended for it to be. But, just that in itself, we know this is one of those holidays that money is spent. Let's be very clear. I don't know what that number is, Dice, but I'm pretty sure it's somewhere in the millions of gifts that will be brought this week worldwide, everywhere you go when you talk about Valentine's Day. So we're going to talk about it. Some of the top 20 gifts for Valentine's Day for 2024. That's our Real Talk conversation. So yeah, me and Dice going to have a little fun. Let y'all know where to go shopping at. Shouts out to everybody who got a little change in their savings, though. Don't go broke now, because we know we talk about cuffing season usually ends, about a week after this.
Well, I think this is the reason why it ends. It's if the gift you buy me was worth my season of cuffing, then you get to stay. If it wasn't worth all the time,
that is so wrong. Oh, so
I kind of feel like I low-key feel like this is the reason. This is it. This is your test.
Conditional love. You telling me you got conditional love out in these streets? Oh, I love you if you get that Benz for me. I love if you get that diamond ring for me.
I feel like this is how you show up after cuffing season. I feel like if you don't come to the table after, so you telling me, so you uncuffed me before Thanksgiving and you don't come through on this February?
I'm broke. I didn't pay for things Thanksgiving, all the dinner, Christmas time. You got three kids. Lord help me. Listen, give me a break. It's the top of the year. I ain't got no change right now. We ain't even filed income tax yet. Leave me alone.
You can file, and everybody get you can get your paperwork now before the 30th of January. So all I'm trying to say is you get that rapid refund and come this to the wrong. Table like you got some sense. So y'all better show up. Don't play no games tomorrow. Don't play.
See what God will do? See, in the midst of us talking about a real talk topic, God will give another real talk topic, because this is definitely going to be one for next week. We're going to talk about this. Ain't no way in the world. Conditional love. We're going to talk about it.
Did you make it?
Lord, help me. You ain't buy enough gifts, so your cuffing season is over with, Lord. You can't even put a ring on that thing. Nah, I changed my mind. I don't want to marry you. No. Nope. And get out. Butch, get out.
And get out.
Get out.
And get out.
My son didn't like you no way. My son didn't like you no way. He was just putting up with you because he thought you might have been a good potential. Wow, that is rough.
A little bit of pressure there. Because you start bringing this person around for the holidays, and they've been around. So they're around for the holidays. So you done been around my family and stuff. You already know my mom and them, my auntie and them going to ask, what did he get you for Valentine's Day? Like, that's going to be the question.
Yeah, that's wrong. That's right. Man. Especially if you've been around since Thanksgiving. So if he didn't bought the whole...
Ain't your food?
Thanksgiving
meal. You ain't my grandma food? You done ate my auntie food? Who food you done ate? You done ate some food people don't even get to eat.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Yeah, you better come to the table this week. Don't play.
Woo! When I tell you too as well, y'all going to enjoy this spiritual detox too as well, because we're going to get a young up-and-coming, producer, artist... writer, he do a little bit of everything. Our brother Melodic B on the line, and he working on new music. And I'm pretty sure some great convo gonna come out of that conversation. We talk about next up and coming Dice, who up and coming in this Christian R&B space. And Melodic B's name comes up too as well. So shouts out to that spiritual detox. Of course, you know Dice got that quick fix. Justin Adams got that new, that Faith and Sports report, and much, much more.
I'm Dice Gamble from The Fix, and this is your News in 90. If you're looking to save money while traveling in 2024, home swapping may be the thing for you. At homeexchange.com, like-minded travelers can list their homes, contact each other through a messaging system, and then home swap and travel anywhere in the world for free. Home Exchange began in 1992 as a printed book and now has more than 65,000 properties listed all over the world. For more information, go to homeexchange.com today. One thing the pandemic did bring back by popular demand are board games. Board games are on the rise and have been over the past couple years, and are slated to grow more than 12% all the way through 2030. With a revenue of billions of dollars per year, strategy board games have become 70% of total board game sales on the market. Even though electronic games are growing in popularity, they don't seem to be taking the place of board games anytime soon. Some of the most popular bought and played board games are Clue, Operation, Life, Trouble, Candyland, Checkers, Scrabble, Monopoly, Yahtzee, Sorry, and Connect Four. New on the rise are companies giving out lifetime warranties. JanSport, Eddie Bauer, Craftsman, Zippo, L.L. Bean, and Columbia are just a few. If you love getting the best bang for your buck, spending your hard-earned money at a company that offers a lifetime warranty can add value. I'm Dice Gamble, and this has been your News in 90. Well, listen, today is National Cheddar Day, okay? So cheddar cheese, right? Every February the 13th. Shout out to all of you who had a grilled cheese for breakfast this morning, or just like to sneak into the fridge and take a slice of cheddar cheese. Or for those of you who get the chunk cheese and then you chop it up into squares, whatever. Macaroni and cheese, you name it. This is a very iconic
cheese, especially in America. It goes on some of everything from jalapeno peppers, like I said, mac and cheese, sandwiches. Some people put cheddar cheese on apples. I didn't know that was a whole thing. But 1894, cheese maker Peter McIntosh brought his cheese making skills to Tillamook. So for those of you who know about that Tillamook cheese out in Oregon, they're called the king of cheese for some reason. But yeah, shout out to all of you who love cheddar cheese. It turns out, you know, cheese is good for you. It's thick, rich, creamy, and sometimes crumbly, but hashtag it National Cheddar Day on social media if you're eating something with some cheddar cheese on it, you know, and share your favorite recipe too, you know, no matter what it is. Share that recipe online. Shout out to all the moms back in the day, just taking the grater and just grating that big hunk of cheese, getting it ready for your mac and cheese.
Well, I ain't gonna have no mac and cheese today, Dice, but the Lord knows I'm gonna have the best bowl of grits with that cheddar cheese on top and some pepper. That's all I need is some cheddar cheese, some pepper, and a bowl of grits. Just get out of my way now.
Come on now.
Consistency is not right. I'm going to scoot it back to you.
Scoot it back.
Because you put it in front of me, and then I'm going to look at it. And if I pick my spoon up, and if I don't see that consistency of that cheese,
you got to go back.
I'm going to just go ahead and scoot it back to you.
You got to go back.
Get that to your son.
And shout out to all the broccoli and cheese people out there. Broccoli cheese soup is always good with a nice garlicky piece of toast. Ooh. I don't know. I might have to go make some soup today since it is, it's Cheddar Day.
Yeah, Cheddar Day. Cheddar Day.
Okay.
Listen, coming up, we got our spiritual detox featuring a super talented producer, writer, as well as artist, Melodic B. We got our brother Justin Adams coming with that Faith and Sports Report too as well. Listen, don't touch that dial. We're going back to a break. We'll be right back with more. You're tapped into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
I'm Justin Adams, and this is your The Fix Faith and Sports Report. As athletes, some of the common verses you will hear used as motivation are Colossians 3:17 and Colossians 3:23. The first verse, Colossians 3:17, says, "And whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father." Colossians 3:23 follows up by saying, "Work willingly at whatever you do, as though you are working for the Lord rather than for people." Gotta say that again. Work willingly at whatever you do, as though you are working for the Lord rather than for people. Again, that's Colossians 3:23. The verses are simple. Whatever you do, you're doing it as a representative of the Lord Jesus Christ and not just for yourself or for your coach. With that, I love this message from former Vanderbilt and current Middle Tennessee football coach Derek Mason, who encourages his players to treat every day like it's a job interview.
Every day is a job interview. You'll hear me say that a million times. Every day, Kevin, your work is on display. When you have a chance to come into the building and scouts come watch you practice, they're looking at, okay, man, your body temperament. Okay, man, do you have bad body posture? Okay, how do you work? Okay, man, what is it? Is there anything about you that's special? So it's not between me and you, it's between you and you. Attitude affects outcome. Attitude affects outcome. So the way you step into a room is the way you dominate that dynamic. You step into the room, okay, with a positive dynamic, you'll dominate that dynamic. If it's negative, you ain't got a chance. So that's why I meant for you, attitude will affect outcome.
I'm Justin Adams, and this has been your The Fix Faith and Sports Report. Now back to DJ Focus and Dice Gamble.
Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble, you tap back into The Fix, your source for faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. It's time for our spiritual detox. And listen, y'all be talking who got next. Who got next in our genre? And this young man's name is often coming up in the conversation with a lot of other artists when we talk about who's that new wave of not only artists, but also producer. So, we're excited to have a great conversation with him and see what everything he got going on, man. So, without further ado, help us welcome me and the super talented Melodic B. What's going on, bro?
What's good? I'm good. How you doing?
Man, I'm blessed, man. I'm grateful to sit down with you, man, because I feel like you got a new sound, man, that people need to hear, man. So we got a lot to talk about, man, a little time. So first, man, catch the people up on speed of a little bit of your faith journey, man. Walk us through kind of how did you really develop your own personal relationship with Christ?
Well, I'm a preacher's kid. My granddad was a pastor. Well, he still is a pastor. My dad is a preacher. My mom sings in church. So I guess I've always been in the church. But my relationship, you know, being in church and your relationship is two different things, you know. So I think once I went to college and I started experiencing certain things, gotten certain relationships, and I learned a lot about myself. And the way I did that was by seeking God. And I think my relationship with God not only really started at that moment, like I've had like a, I guess a relationship, but it was very serious at that point. And I think it just grew from there. So,
yeah, what's man. What's one misconception you can debunk, man, as growing up as a PK, man? What's one misconception you can say? Nah.
We're not the worst. I would say that. We not the worst. But we pretty bad. You know what I'm saying? But nah, we, I guess it just depends on who you ask, man. Because, you know, my dad, he preached. He lived what he preached. And everybody can't say that. So I think, you know, hearing him preach in the pulpit was one thing, but I actually got to see him live. So, you know, live right. So just taking, you know, what he showed on a daily basis was, you know, I guess how I am the way I am today. So
Was that tough growing up? The pressure? Cause that's, I'm glad you shared that, you know, like you said, your father actually walked what he talked. So was that kind of hard for you to kind of live up to, like, dang, Pops, you don't make no mistakes. You really like in the pulpit preaching this, and then you come home and you really doing this. Like, I'm trying to do my thing, and you messing this up for me.
I wouldn't say pressure, because I think once you're in a situation, you don't really notice it, if that makes any sense. But I will say, once you get older, you start to kind of learn yourself just a little bit, kind of see how people move. You know, when you're young, you think a grown-up has it all together and all of this. Once you get older, you like, most of these grown-ups really ain't got it all together for real. So just using that example is like, you start to notice things, and it's like, I really did have a lot of pressure on me being young, because now I see I got all of these eyes on me. If I make one mistake, that's our whole family name going, you know, going down. So I can't really just do anything I want. And when you start to think on that level, you start to notice, like, I really did have a little pressure on me. But in the moment, nah, it was just the way it was. You do the right thing. That's what I was taught. So, yeah.
That's good. So come on, walk us through some of this musical journey, man. Of course, I'm pretty sure it stems all from church. What was the first thing, instrument or, you know, keys, drums? What attracted you first in the church to even get you in the, like, your music bag?
Well, I am a drummer by heart. I've been playing drums, my parents said, since I was three. So I've been playing drums since a jit. But always just being around musicians, I guess, is what really started the journey. You know, getting older, and I, you know, found a love for producing music. You know, I used to be a secular artist, but, you know, finding that love for taking an artist, you know, they have an idea, they bring it to the table, and you pretty much coaching them from their little small idea and making it this big piece of art is what I really love to do. So I tell people all the time, I'm just a producer who just happened to drop a song that did well. So but yeah, it started from the church. Yeah, it started from the church. Man, I live music, I breathe it. So it definitely started from the church for sure.
So who was some of your musical inspirations growing up? Who was in your playlist that kind of inspired you to even do music?
Man, Jay Moss, Ty Tribbett, Kirk Franklin. If you talk about secular artists as well, like, I was, you know, I was crazy about Chris Brown stuff. Like, old heads. Like, my mom used to play, like, the OJs and stuff like that. Like, I wasn't really in tune with Earth, Wind, and Fire until later. But just, you know, you start to see the people that I grew up listening to, and then you start to study who they listen to. And so when you kind of see, you know what I'm saying, like, Marvin Gaye, like, people like that, so I would definitely say, though, Jay Moss, Ty Tribbett were probably my top. You know, me and my dad would just ride in the car and just listen to those guys. So, yeah, definitely those two for sure.
So when did you know you had it, though? So, you know, because it's one thing, you know, to just, no, seriously, and shouts out to everybody that plays in church every weekend. This is no shade to y'all, but I think it's something that has to click to where you know you can do this on a professional level. When was that moment where you was like, okay, absolutely, I started producing a little bit, you know, for maybe some local talent, But now I feel like you like going to that next level to like, nah, I can really like do this and do it for a career.
Well, that's a great question, bro. I ain't even gonna cap. That's a great question. I don't want to say it was some just like a moment that clicked. I think it's just because from coming from where I come from, I'm not the only one that's just crazy talented. Like from Mississippi, Tupelo, Mississippi, bro, we got some of the coldest musicians and singers in the land. And so you find yourself not competing because you don't want to find yourself competing in the church, but it's like if bro doing this around my age, like, and I'm trying to get to the next level, I gotta pretty much beat out all these guys, you know what I'm saying? So I think it was just a gradual thing. Like if I can say I'm one of the best in my hometown, then I can say I'm one of the best in my state or whatever the case is. And then you start to post different things and they start comparing you to people on Instagram and stuff like that. And it's not about being the best, but just kind of finding your own sound. I don't want to say it was just something that clicked. It's just constantly trying to see who, just kind of see who's popping, how they're popping, and how I can, you know, kind of bring that into what I'm doing in my own style, you know. So I don't know. It wasn't really a thing that clicked for sure. Just gradual for me.
That makes sense. So walk us through your creative process, because you started to talk about it a little bit. Like, what does that look like when you go in the lab, when you go in the studio? Like, are you one, do you have to make your beat out first? Are you already working on your hook? Are you writing your lyrics, your bars? Just walk us through you making a track.
It depends. So I guess when I'm producing a record, I always produce a record and I kind of sing. So I'll sing what I think the artist should do. And if I feel like it's just not the record for me, I can try to get it to the artist that could kind of kill it. You know what I'm saying? And every now and then I'll come across a beat and it's like, nah, this is for me. Like, I'm gonna rap on this. But I guess inspiration comes from all kinds of, all different areas. Like, I'll be riding in the car. I think my best writing comes from just riding in the car. And I'll, police don't come get me, but I'll pull out my phone and type out what I'm, you know, trying to write and stuff like that. So, but it's, you know, it just comes from different areas. Seeing something on YouTube, or I don't know, man. It's just music is everywhere. And I'll go in, it definitely starts from the beat. And I'll just pretty much just sort it out from there. Just depends.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Just depends. Listen, you tapped into The Fix, man. We kicking it with Melodic B. We got to go to a quick break. We coming right back with more. Keep it locked. You tune into The Fix. You know The Fix is in. And we back. DJ Focus, you tap back into The Fix. Listen, we still got Melodic B on. And we talking about a little bit of everything, inspiration and everything he got going on with his music. So, Melodic B, come on, talk about, man, how impactful is hip-hop on your specific sound? Because, you know, I hear the gospel's elements in it, but it's still like that hip-hop. It comes across as that hip-hop type of vibey type gospel. So speak to that in itself, because, again, like I say, you're doing something I think that's kind of unique, and I think I want a lot of other people to kind of catch the wave and do it, because we need a lot of artists doing what you're doing.
It means almost everything to what I'm doing. Like, at one point in my life, I was listening to, man, Nas. I was on Tupac for a minute. You know, you listen to Biggie, like I mentioned Chris Brown earlier. You know, it's just so many artists, bro. You just grow up listening to type stuff. And, you know, I mentioned J Moss and Ty Tribbett as being like my main guys I listen to. But, you know, later in my life, you know, you know, Lil Baby come in, Dub Baby come in, Gunna come in, like all right. of those people come into the picture. And it's like, I think it just naturally comes out once the message changed, and once I really gave my life to God, those influences as far as sonically are still there, and that's what I'm drawn to. Even J Moss and Ty Tribbett had that secular type of sound to them, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I've always been drawn to. And once the message changed, you still have that grittiness, you still got that hip-hop sound, you still got the R&B texture to it. But the message changes. It goes from me being in the club on a Friday night to, God, where are you? I need you right now. Like, it's just the message change. So, yeah.
No, that's dope. Yeah. How important is that, man? Because I love, we talk about it all the time on the show. artists in our space making sonically good music. Shouts out to everybody who doing the ministry work. I get it. You know, y'all getting booked, you know, every Sunday for these different little churches. But that don't mean sonically it lines up with artists like you talking about, Gunna, Baby, you know what I'm saying, Dirt. You go down the list, J. Cole. Like, talk about just making sonically good music and how important that is in our little subgenre.
I think we have gotten to a point to where we think that just because we do it for Jesus is good. Just because we do it for God is good. And that's not true. Like, that's even more reason why we should push for excellence in what we do. So if a person can go and listen to, just for example, if a person can go and listen to Gunna, which has, you know, the 808s are hitting, his vocal sounds good, like his texture to it, you know, he got the auto tune or whatever, and it's just, it's sonically there. And we ain't talking about the message, but it's pleasing to the ears. Then why would they go, a person who doesn't care about lyrics, and why would they go and listen to something that's not as sonically as, you know, good? Like, make it make sense. You know what I'm saying? So I think even to the art, the music videos, the Instagram content, how you get the brand, like, yes, you don't want to be so caught up in building yourself over God, but in the day and time now, if the word and the music is going to get in certain doors, like, there are certain things that have to happen. And number one, and make sure your song is mixed right. You know, make sure you're pushing, you know, dope quality content out. Make sure you the stuff that you're putting out is being reached. You may have to put some money behind it. You know what I'm saying? So it's
please just, put some money behind it. Please
right.
put some money
you
behind
know
it.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just, I think we missed that mark that just because we do it for God is, it's okay. And that's not fair. Like, it's, you know, that's even more reason why we should push for excellence. It's because we're doing it for the kingdom. So, yeah.
No, I agree with you. And shouts out to everybody. He just gave y'all some gems. Only thing I'm going to add, after you do everything else, you get you some good production, you get your thing mixed and mastered right, please get you a proper EPK. Us as DJs don't want you just to email us an MP3 file. We're not playing it. We're deleting it. I'm telling you right now, we're deleting it. Yeah, we're deleting it. Yeah, yeah. If you're not going to be professional and you're not going to take my craft professionally, I'm not going to take your craft professionally. So, yes, absolutely. Electronic press kit. That's what an EPK is. Shouts out to everybody who understands the power in that. So, you know, I definitely want to ask you, man, you know, millennial, you know, talk about millennial culture in the church a little bit, because I think you can give a fresh perspective. Where do you think we are when you talk about the body, the church, with some of, you know, the elders, you know, the OGs, the vets at the church house, compared to allowing for young men like yourself, millennials, Gen Zs, to have a voice and understand that you guys maybe worship, understand, and learn God differently than some of the OGs do? And where's the balance in that when you talk about religious folks?
Man, you asking some questions, boy. So religion is the number one thing that's going to kill the church if we allow it to, right? I think with religion, you can only go so far. And I don't think it's so much a thing as far as, like, white churches. I feel like it's only in the Black community.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, let's be honest. So, you know, it's interesting, man. I think our generation now is, we have gotten fed up with what things are supposed to look like other than what it really is. So I think we're searching for more of the truth now. Like, we're more interested in the deeper knowledge of the word and the Bible. Other than, you know, you go to, and I'm not shunning Black churches at all right now, but most Black churches you go to, it's like struggle pushed messages. Like, you know, God, we need you right now. Come and save us. But if you go to a more white church, it's like, Lord, we lift you up. Lord, we thank you for it. It's just like uplifting, you know, other than just asking him to come and, you know, do certain things all the time. So, I mean, I don't know. I think it has a lot to do with the music. You know, it started from, like, gospel hymns and gospel, you know, song started from the slavery days, and we're still singing some of those same songs. Like, Wade in the Water was not a gospel record. That song was, when they were trying to escape, Wade in the Water was telling the slaves to wait in the water so the dogs wouldn't smell them.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, we're still singing those same songs, and they have spirits attached to them. They have messages. I'm not saying they're negative or whatever, but those songs were necessary for the time. So why are we still, you know, and it's good to go back every now and then, but why, when we go to a different route, why is it from the devil? And why is it just not right? Like, it's automatically not right when it's not familiar. So I don't know. That's a good question, though, bro. That's a great question.
Hey, listen, I appreciate you sharing your perspective on it. Listen, I don't take it for granted, because, again, we like to give young up-and-coming leaders, because that's what y'all are. Y'all are young and up-and-coming leaders. We need to hear from y'all. We need to understand y'all. We need to understand how y'all think and how y'all see scripture and how y'all break down the text. And then how does that, you know, apply to your life when you talk about life application, right, in real time? Because 2024 is different from 1996. Like, it's totally different. You know what I'm saying? Night and day. So, yeah, we got to embrace it. And again, I'm an OG myself. I learn from y'all. Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't think I know everything. Absolutely. I got gems. I want to make sure I deposit, make sure you know. But if it's something you can teach me, please teach me.
And let me stop you right there, too. I think that's important. Like, it shouldn't be to where, like, it should always be to, like, we can always learn from the older people as well as the other way around. But somewhere around there, it didn't evolve to where it could be that way.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's okay. Yes. Once you come into this space, there's a certain line from it being from holy to not holy. And I think what the older people are good at is keeping us in line, like saying, hey, I love what you're doing, you're being creative, but check your heart every now and then. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, just the older people coming to us, hey, I love what you're doing. How can we be more creative and to push the church into the world? Not bring the world into the church, but so we can show up, you know, with our Bibles in the crack house and being comfortable. You know what I'm saying? If you go to a crack house and you singing Holy Thou Art, everybody's not going to receive that.
Facts.
Everybody's not. So it's just how you want to go with it, man. It's just like we should compliment all generations to compliment each other. And how can we learn from every generation? So that was big what you said, for sure.
No, that's good. And shouts out to everybody to realize the sanctification process is for everybody. We all need to take heart checks. So, yeah, shouts out to everybody to understand it's a process. We walk this walk each and every day together as ambassadors for the Christ. And, yeah, every day, some days we don't hit the mark. Let's be very clear. Ain't none of us perfect. So that's good. So come on, man. Talk about this Rain track, man. Talk about the inspiration behind it, man. And, you know, everything else you got working on right now.
Man, Rain was a very special track. Definitely the best studio session that I've ever been a part of. And it was just me, myself, and God. It was the first record that I had not written anything. You know, and I didn't freestyle, but it was just, I would record, stop it, and another line would be given to me. And I think that was ultimately the Holy Spirit not only allowing me to share my testimony, but it was saying, like, you're not the only one that was dealing with this. Like, this has to be released because it's going to help out so many people. So, man, it was special. I think I knew it was special. I had showed my friends right after it, and it was stuck in their head, and they was like, hey, that's special. And you know, this is being shown that it's a very special track. And I take no credit. I take no glory for it at all. It's not my record at all. It's God's record. You know, so, yeah, it's a very special track.
What can we expect next? Is this going to be the single to a project that you got in the vault you are keeping from us?
So I got an idea of what I want to do as far as a project with Rain. I don't want to give too much out right now, but I think it's going to be pretty special. But right now I'm just being patient, and I'm trying to, you know, like I said, I'm a producer who just happened to drop a record. So I'm still producing. I'm still, you know, dropping records as a producer every day, all day. So, but as far as an artist, I want to take it not slow, but I want to, you know, take my time. I'm currently trying to figure out, you know, as far as a music video, what I'm going to do as far as it, but definitely a project with Rain is being in the works right now as we speak. So it's going to be pretty cool.
Okay. Shout out some of your produced creds, man. Who have you produced for, man, that some of the people might know or maybe don't know?
Well, the first record that kind of blew up with me producing it was Sajay. Her name is Sajay, and the record is called Fill Me Up. And
it that's fire. Crazy. That's fire. Yeah, that's fire.
Yeah, it went crazy. That was last year. That was March of last year. I have another artist. Her name is Ashaya. She's crazy. She has a few records out. And you can see all of these songs on my pages. That's why I try to put all my people on, like, that I produce and I believe in. Being that I have a little bit of a following now, but Ashaya, she's on my page. And I have another artist. His name is Kai. He's a rapper. He hasn't dropped a song yet. He's going to drop his first record either the 23rd of this month or the 1st. He about to take over, bro.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, crazy lyricist. Like, it's something we haven't heard in a while. I mean, like, on some Jay-Z, Nas, like some stuff that goes over your head and you listen to it 2 weeks later and you just not realizing what he said type of stuff. Like, it's crazy.
Okay, it's well, crazy. I'm looking forward to that. His name is Kai.
And we're gonna do everything we can to put him on, bro. So it's exciting, bro. I'm trying to build a team of artists that I can, you know, really establish myself as a producer. That's my main goal right now. I want to be that guy. Like, he produced that record. He crazy as a producer. It's cool being an artist, but like I said, my heart is in the production. So for sure.
So just so you know, man, in this space, and hopefully you do know, but I'm going to shout out some producers who are doing some pretty decent things in our space right now. Shouts out to my young Vert Mob member, Scooty Wop. Scooty Wop is a situation.
Like, that's I just, bro.
Yeah. I just want to let you know. Yeah, you listen. When you say that, you got to bring it, because we got WAP over here. We got George Rose over here, who doing some pretty powerful things too as well. Cardiac That's Drums, true. Marty from Social Club, who been doing it for a long, long time. So
It's not a competition, but it's always good to kind of see where you stand with these guys. You know,
absolutely. So listen. Shouts out to everybody who think. We don't do this to try to be the best at what we do, because we do. No. So I'm gonna debunk that thing for you right now. You can humble flex. You can humble flex when you need to humble flex. So I'm gonna put some Bible on that thing and let you know it's okay. Show up. Listen, because we've been putting out subpar music for so long. So now that we are at a high level, we need to show we in every city, we in every state, and we doing big things. So now I need you to show up and show out, bro, when you do it.
I got you, man. I got the artists to do it too, bro. It's exciting for sure. It's exciting.
All right, man. Appreciate you, Malachi B, man. Tell the people how they can connect with you, following you on all your social media platforms, as well as introduce your latest single.
Yeah, man. So y'all can go and follow me on Instagram, _MelodicB. The same thing for TikTok, MelodicB. That's pretty much all I'm on. So just, you know, check my pages out. And you can get my latest single, Rain, out on every platform. So I'm trying to get to the 1 million streams mark pretty soon. So y'all help a brother out for sure.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Appreciate you, bro. Keep it locked. You tune into The Fix. You know The Fix is in. All right, Dice. You know, Streets Report. We got to talk about it every now and then. We got to talk about what the streets talking about. And, you know, a couple of my little cousins. I blame it on my cousins now. A couple of my little cousins on social media was talking about the Super Bowl performance, halftime performance at that. And a couple of them were saying that Usher was kind of looked too close behind Alicia Keys during that My Boo performance. And people want to know what's going on with Usher and Alicia Keys. That's all the people want to know. Woo! The people want to know, Dice, what's going on with the halftime performance? And, you know, Usher couldn't sing his duet. You know, they had a little duet. Platinum. Listen, the song went platinum, too, as well. Let's be very clear. That's a classic. And, everybody was questioning what was going on. And I think Swiss Beats had some comments or something, though, Dice. And then Swiss Beats go ahead and set the record straight about his wife.
Yeah, he just... Jesus, I just... Why can't we just be all right with people doing... Here's the thing. When people make movies, nobody say nothing. It could be Denzel Washington all up over somebody. We'll never say Denzel was wrong. Why can't we just let people, just let them be? It's a song. It's called My Boo. What? They had to act like, and they, trust me, I thought they did a great job. I thought they did a great job. And Usher could never have that. So we know that. And Usher don't want that. And I don't know. I hate people bring up all the foolery, but Swiss Beatz did respond to the social media, drama, concerning him, or concerning Usher and his wife. He said, y'all talking about the wrong bleep thing. Y'all don't see that amazing dress covering the entire stadium. Tonight's performance was nothing but amazing, with two amazing giants. Congrats at Usher and my love at Alicia Keys. That song is a classic. We don't do negative vibes on this side. We make history. That's what Swiss posted on his page. And I agree. I mean,
I think social media should be blocked for a lot of people. I wish it was a certain thing as a hater blocker on social media. Because you're right. I think everybody wants to have an opinion. Everybody wants to look into things a little bit deeper than what things really are. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Yeah, but they ain't got nothing else to do. And I think that's what it is. That's why I say some people do not need to be on social media, because you wouldn't dare say these things. And that's always been my thing. If you wouldn't say these things to people's face, don't say it. Hiding in Nebraska somewhere, or somewhere in a part of Florida Nebraska. Don't nobody know about. Yeah, I'm just saying, somewhere in Nebraska, somebody is in a house chewing somebody out. No one, can't nobody even find where you at. Where you say you live at? I mean, somewhere in Florida, deep down in Florida, it don't even make sense. Somewhere in a swamp, and you got to go sit on the front porch just to get your Wi-Fi, and you sitting there hating on somebody for no reason. Absolutely, it's a performance. It reminded me of a Nelly and Kelly Rowland when they had that Dilemma song, and they danced in the middle of the street in the video. It's supposed to be entertaining. Did we forget that it's a halftime performance? We want to see entertainment too, as well, with singing. They kind of go hand in hand. So yeah, y'all tripping.
Yeah,
y'all
it wasn't tripping, like, so, it was that Miley Ray and Robin Thicke moment. Just bringing that up.
It wasn't like
Justin Bieber and Janet Jackson. Like, I got 1,000 of these. I'm like, the lady had on a full body covered sequence outfit with the bottom of that dress was everywhere. It was beautiful. And here's the thing, Usher did his thing. I was proud of him for holding his own. And I was in here screaming. I'll be honest with you. So shout out to All Things ATL, but we kind of lost our mind at a certain point. You know, I'm like, I'm proud of him. You know, so there ain't too much to say. I mean, he brought ATL, and that was the headline this, you know, after the day after. It was, the headline was Usher brought the world to ATL because of all the artists, I guess, he had there. Everything. So it's just sad that people focus on the wrong thing. And I get it. I'll be real with you. If I was Alicia Keys, yes, my husband's going to throw some shade at me. So he was up there with Usher. What you think? He was getting a little close to you, Aaron. Like, he's going to, a husband is supposed to make comments, but all that stuff shouldn't be on the internet, you know, where other people chiming in, trying to break up people and say Usher was doing. Usher was not, he wasn't coming for Alicia Keys, please. Y'all know that. Everybody knows that. It's just a song they had to perform. I thought it was cute. I thought they did a great job making it clean. It was clean. It wasn't raunchy, and people wouldn't run around half naked, you know, like the normal.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like we can't be happy anymore. Like, it don't matter what you do. Like, nobody's happy. Oh, I got to find a reason to hate. I can't wait to drop my project. Because I got a whole song on there about haters. I'm really excited about the hate in the world. Because y'all just give me something to write. Just giving me content. Haters. Go ahead, Focus Star.
Yeah. No, you're good. Shout out to all the haters. Listen, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame yesterday, too, as well, announced the 2024 nominees for induction into the Rock and Roll Music Hall of Fame. And, this list
fire.
Let's be very clear. Mary J. Blige, Mariah Carey, Cher, David Matthews Band, Eric B. and Rakim, Peter Frampton, Jane's Addiction, Kool & the Gang, Lenny Kravitz, Ozzy Osbourne, A Tribe Called Quest, and Sade. So, this one is nice. I'll be honest with you.
Did you miss somebody?
Did I miss somebody? Who did I miss? Forgive me. I said Tribe Called Quest. I said Sade. Ozzy Newborn.
Your girl. She got nominated.
O'Connor. That's what I was talking about. O'Connor. Is it
Sinead O'Connor.
Sinead O'Connor. Forgive me. Sinead O'Connor. Nominated.
Yep. But, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see who makes it. Of course, you know, I'm rooting for Tribe Called Quest. I'll be honest with you. Shouts out to everybody who remembers backpack rap and what real hip hop was when you talk about message driven and not over sexualized and disrespecting women. Nah, seriously, that was a whole vibe. I'll be honest with you, because it was in the same area. It was in the same time as when gangster rap popped off. Let's be very clear. Like, you know, gangster rap had popped off early 90s. You had, you know, NWA, Ice-T, Kool G Rap. You can go down the list of the gangster rappers. Like, they were doing, like, big money. And, like, Farside, Tribe Called Quest, De La Soul, you know, Lords of the Underground. They still had to fight to be relevant in that time because in so many words, they would call this soft rap. Let's be very clear. Like, yeah, you got gangster rap out there. Everybody's idolizing it. Everybody want to be in the streets. Everybody want to be thugged out. Then you got, these the backpack guys. They actually go home to their wives. They actually, you know, respectful.
Did you have a Tower Records growing up in Cleveland?
Our main store was, we had a couple of record stores that were big in Cleveland. Dial's Rapid Creation and Record Den. Those were the Record biggest Den. Ones pretty, in my in
popular.
Cleveland.
Tower Records was pretty popular.
But really, I was about to say, it was this black owned one though. Dial's Rapid Creation, where everybody, like all the artists, when they came off this tour, like they would go there and they would do live sets, like the unplugged sets, or like sign autographs. So that was big.
Tower Records was huge, especially in Atlanta. And that's the first place that I saw the Roots at. But they were on their, the Tiny Desk. Like they were doing that in the 1900s and early 2000s. You know what I mean? I say it like that, but.
Not the 1900s. Lord help me,
1900s. I was like, good grief, that was
1990s, y'all. 1990s. We ain't that old.
Yeah, but 1990s. It probably 80s too. But I mean, like a lot of people nowadays don't know that these places actually existed where you could go see a artist or a band, you know, just traveling the world. And it was like, it's where a record was broken, and it was a lot of record stores held these events, like, and so Tower Records was huge. It was just one of those places. They're closed now, but they definitely were a retail store in the United States, and they were just doing their thing, man. Really, really big. I don't think record stores would do that much anymore.
Well, shouts out to everybody who are all the nominees who made the 2024 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This is music history. Let's be very clear. So, every artist would love any genre of music, would want to be in music history in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame one day. Just celebrated for all the hard work. And all
I would say just come visit, too. I hadn't been in there before until we went. You know what I'm saying? Like, go visit. If you're an artist, you know, I think you'll get some inspiration in it. I'll be real with you. Like maybe you don't make it, but when you walk through, man, you realize, like, man, there are a lot of people that have gone before you. And it is a goal to attain to, you know, like a dream, hope for. Where, like, maybe one day I will get up in here, you know, and my artwork will be recognized. My catalog will be recognized. You know, I'll be recognized for all the hard work I've been putting in. It's an inspirational visit. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. Definitely right here locally in Cleveland, Ohio. So come on and fly on in and kick there it with us. Six floors. Literally, it's six floors in the museum. And again, every genre of music is here in music history. Listen, don't touch that dial. We're going to get real in these streets. We got our real talk conversation coming up. Come on now, let's talk about it. We know y'all spending some money this week. Shmoney, it's going to be some shmoney spent on these Valentine's gifts. So we're going to talk about the
top dollar up.
Yeah, because the way Dice said, listen,
this is make or
break. It's conditional love. Yeah, you don't show up with the right gift. Yeah, you're going to be walking back out the door lonely. I'm praying for y'all kingdom people to think this way. This is not the way Jesus wants you to do. But
honestly, if we could do a poll right now, we might want to do that.
No, I believe it. I believe it, but I just said I don't know if God is pleased with this. I just don't know if God, I just have to come from a biblical standpoint. I just don't know if God is saying that measures up to everything that should go into the relationship. Am I saying be with somebody who ain't got no money? I hear what I'm saying, but you know, everybody ain't meant to be a millionaire. Everybody might not make six figures. They might, you know, make close to it, 70, 80K a year, and that still might be enough for you. But, you know, I'm just saying, I just want to put that in the spirit that look at the stats, y'all, of how many people really live with millionaires. Let's be very clear that it's in the 5th percentile. Let's be very clear. That's not a real thing. I know you look at TV and you watch social media and you want a Bugatti. And yeah, absolutely. You want that Birkin bag. And yeah, I get it. You might not get it, though. And then you got to be good with that. It's okay. Stop watching, you know, Rihanna and Beyonce and them. They millionaires. Yeah, they can buy it. You might just need to go get the Michael Kors and get you a Honda and love it and just love it. Michael Kors, Hyundai. Keep it locked. You tune into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
God, I trust you. I trust you with all of my heart. I trust in your plans. I trust that you are my hope. I trust your wisdom and I trust your faithfulness. You keeping your word builds my trust. You caring for me builds my trust. It is in your promises that I can rest. I stay focused on you. You never abandon me. You listen. You bless me. Thank you for holding my heart steady. I can trust that I'm saved because you made a way. I look for you and find you. You are my refuge. God, I trust you. I trust you with all of my heart. I trust you to meet all of my needs. You are my rock who hears me when I pray. You are working everything out in my favor. I am never anxious. You hear me when I call. I am never troubled. I never have to worry. You are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. It is in the safety of you that I can trust. When I'm afraid, I turn to you and you assure my soul. You are my source of courage. You rescue me. I am kept on the path and you are happy to help me. God, I trust you. I trust you with all of my heart. I'm Dice Gamble and this has been your Quick Fix.
Welcome back. Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix, your source of faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. It's time to get real in these streets and yeah, come on now. It's the time. It's that time. We know it's Lovers Week. Shouts out to all the lovers all week long. I know y'all are preparing. So, yeah, come on. Y'all know we had to talk about the top Valentine's gifts for 2024.
Okay, then.
So, you know, at the top of the list, always, no-brainer.
What you got?
Jewelry.
For sure.
Everybody likes a new bling bling.
Bling, 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 bling.
That new diamond ring, them new diamond earrings, you know, maybe that, you know, Cuban link chain that brother been wanting, iced out.
Okay.
Just saying, you know, you can always pop up to your local jeweler and listen, you get special kudos when you get personalized jewelry.
That
shouts
too.
Out to everybody, you know, to go get those diamonds and get something engraved in it or, you
watch.
Know, get that watch. Oh, yeah. Men love watches.
Yep.
You show up with the right Swiss watch and you got them initials or that name in the inside of it. Listen, it's going to be a great night. So, yeah, jewelry was one I wanted to bring up, Dice. I know you got one. What's another one you think is top on the list this year?
This is hard for me, folks. I can't talk about this stuff because I'm so petty. I like good, expensive gifts. Every time I get a gift, I really don't think I want a gift that's under about $3,000, to be honest.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
About 3 G's. Yeah. Yeah. If
you don't want a gift that's up under,
really
like it has 3K is the standard?
At this point, yes. I work too hard. You know how many gifts I've given? I mean, I've given some gifts. I mean, I'm a gift giver though. So this is the one thing, like if I give you $5,000 watch, I get the same back. So I'm kind of, when it comes to gifts, either I want a handmade gift or an expensive gift. I don't like the middle gifts. I'm petty like that. And on our list though, in like the top 10 is a candle. I will take a candle if it has a good scent like that. That candle always does the house well. It always sets the atmosphere. I'm here for a really nice candle. But yeah, at this point, focus. Yeah, I'm gonna step my game up. I'm sorry. Shout out to all of you who are still giving cards. And like you said, jewelry always works. I love jewelry. I'll take a good bracelet with diamonds. I'll take that.
Well, shouts out to all y'all that can afford these 3K standards. And, you know, yeah.
Make What's wrong with giving an expensive gift on Valentine's Day? Make it make sense.
No. I don't think it's nothing wrong with it. But to say that you're starting at 3K, I don't know if everybody.
I say we start at 3K. Okay,
I don't know if everybody can afford that. I don't know if everybody can afford that.
300. Like you said, jewelry, a good ring. I'll drop it down to 300 for you.
Listen, I'm okay with it because I understand. I know what my wife's like. My wife likes expensive purses. She likes jewelry. But I'm just saying, I don't know if that's everybody's
idea. I get you.
And everybody's pockets can afford that. Like, so I don't want nobody to go broke and be homeless talking about bought that Louis purse or that bracelet and then they sleep in their car. Problem.
Right. No, here on the top.
Dice told me to go spend $3K. I
mean, $3K. I'm just saying, you're trying to keep your relationship hotter. What you trying to do? No, but they have this new USB portable hand warmer. And I thought this was nice on the list. So I am not anemic, but I get cold a lot. And so for those of you who it's just typically the girl that gets cold. But if you're a person who gets cold, they have these portable hand warmers now, and you can just plug it into your USB port on your computer or even in the wall. And then you can like put it in your pocket or use it to warm your hands, you know, whether you're in a cold environment at work. Cause some people work in the office and it's freezing, you know, you can use it and just stuff it down in your shoe, and it's reusable instead of those packs. You remember those packs, you break them and they get hot.
Yeah, you should put it inside your gloves.
Yeah, nope. Now they have this really cool portable warmer, and I love that. Now, that's a gift I definitely would accept.
That's definitely nice. Shouts out to all my hustles back in the day that used to have to go and shovel snow. That's the only time we use those.
The hot packs.
Yeah, because you out there shoveling snow as a teenager all day. And I don't care what insulated gloves you had. Eventually, it don't matter. Them things, mm-hmm. your hands get cold. Mm-hmm. Let's be very mm-hmm. clear. Mm-hmm. You've been out there for 5 hours. Your hands cold. yeah. So those things used to come in handy. You're absolutely right. Crack them in half, put mm-hmm. it inside your gloves, and those things would last for about an hour or two. They were pretty good.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. So now you ain't got to do that anymore. You can just charge yours up and go. Charge and go.
Yeah, charge and go.
What you got over there? Because I got some more.
Well, you know something that don't never get old. Let's be very clear. That's my day. That's my day. Oh, don't book a masseuse for an hour or two with them hot stones and get that back rub, them leg rub.
Yeah, that oil.
Jacuzzi to the side where you just go lay in jacuzzi afterwards and you just think about it for a couple hours mm-hmm. with some, some nice little mm-hmm. drinks or whatever you got going on in there. So, yeah, spa day and massage is still at the top of the list. And that's universal, that's y'all. Shout out to all my guys.
You going to pay for that.
Go get spa too as well. Yeah, come
on. Go get your spa. Go get that spa. If you do spa day, you're probably going to get a little more after the spa. So I am with you with the spa day because the person be real relaxed after they come up out of there. Like, it's the only thing you want to do is go lay down somewhere. So, no, I love that. And here's the thing. Pajamas is on this list. And I think PJs.
The pajamas?
I'll be real with you. So I'm married to, like, James Bond, you know, but the black version. Like, he likes his little smoking jackets. He likes his matching PJs. Like, he likes nice, you know, where it matches. And you're like, where are you going?
That's downstairs.
That's LJ. Right. The kitchen. It's like, wow.
Make me an omelet.
Right. Great. So you had to match to go down there. Yeah, I did. Okay. Just in case the neighbors, you want to see what's going on. I'm fly head to toe.
Leave the shades closed. That's why you leave the shades closed. No.
We leave all of them open. I'm talking from the left to the right. It's open. It's straight on through.
Listen, y'all. Shouts out to y'all. We love y'all. But it's Valentine week. So all the married couples, this ain't the week to leave your shades open because cell phones be like riding by. You get that one neighbor walking the dog by and like, do I think I see what I think I see? And then all of a sudden, y'all will be on the shade room. Y'all better chill out now. I'm telling you. Close them shades. Y'all swinging from them chandeliers and stuff. Close the shades.
Hilarious. Yeah, no, definitely spa day and purses. You brought that up, Focus. Purses and flowers always win. I think you should just default always buy flowers. Just don't even think about would they won't fly. Just get you flowers. Like, don't even think about it. Flowers are just, that's just what you do. That's the part of, I think it just goes together. The flowers, the cards, and the candy. Flowers, cards, candy, that is just what you do on the day. And if you can afford it, and then anything above that, go hard, go home.
Guess what pulled up on the list this year? This is something new that I didn't think would be on the list.
What's on here?
Have a customized caterer or chef come prepare a meal at your house for you and your spouse. Instead of the wife cooking or the husband cooking, just having that ambiance of having the personal chef come to your house instead of y'all going to a restaurant or something, and you just create this own ambiance right in your, you know, in your at your dining room or your living room or wherever you're at. Yeah, you had that chef come and make them lamb chops or, you know, that custom steak or the special vegan meal you want, whatever it is. So, yeah, that's cool. High on the list. People are requesting personal chefs to have that, you know, nice little dinner right at your house.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Y'all just make sure y'all clean y'all kitchen before y'all invite people on over to your house now in the bathroom.
Who ain't cleaning their kitchen, Dice?
Stop playing. They're not cleaning, focus.
What you mean they ain't cleaning? You got a chef that's about to come and use your kitchen.
Chef on the way. Clean the kitchen. Clean the kitchen. Don't play. I want to shout out the Aura Ring because I bought my husband one and it has changed his life. And those of you like, what's the Aura Ring? It's that ring that it attaches to your cell phone. And so you are able to track your heart rate, your breathing, how many times you stop breathing, your stress levels throughout the day. And let me just, I'm a witness to this thing. Like, LJ is now tracking when he has a stressful moment. He's actually able to see on his phone what happened and when it happened. And then also his sleep. And it also tell you about your health. So if your immune system is starting to drop low, the ring on your finger, he wears it on his, on his wedding ring finger. It'll let you know that you might be getting sick or coming down with something. And I'm trying to tell you, this ring, you can get you one. I think the low end is maybe like $250, $300. High end, you can go all the way up because you can get them in titanium, rose gold, and things like that. But yeah, I think we spent like $500 on his. But I'm trying to tell you, that ring will alert you on where you are all day long. So it's tracking your biometrics. It's a great gift. Oh, I just want to throw that out there.
Mm-hmm. No, it does. That does sound like a good gift. Yeah.
Shout out to that. Especially for guys, because y'all don't be into y'all health.
You got to throw us on the buck like that now.
We, I'm saying, y'all fight.
We are trying to conquer the world. We ain't got time.
Fight everything.
To
go y'all ain't got time.
The doctor's trying to slow us down and tell us to go sit down. We ain't got time to sit down right now.
Absolutely. I snatch his phone and I'm like, let me see what happens today. And I just go on his phone and like, oh, what was going on here? What happened? Like, you didn't get a lot of sleep? Like, what? But it's a really cool gift. But, all right.
I know another one that doesn't get old, Dice.
What's that?
Weekend giveaways. Forgive me, giveaways. Getaways. Weekend getaways. Yeah, go ahead and plan that nice little trip, you know. Shouts out to everybody who like to ski, you know what I'm saying? Maybe you want to go up to the ski lodge for the weekend and do something in the cabin or something. Or, hey, maybe we can go, you know, catch a little flight to Hawaii and go lay in Hawaii for a little bit, you know. So just a nice little weekend getaway. And set the mold. Shouts out to all my people that still do the cabins, though. It's something about that cabin. You had that thing all decked out, roses everywhere, all the chocolate strawberries and all the other things that come with all that. And, you know, the box of fun. Shouts out to everybody, you know, the box of fun, the toy fun. Y'all know. Yeah, shouts out to everybody who knows. You've been together long enough. Don't act too safe now. Y'all got the box of fun. Dice, what you say? The glow sticks and
don't play. It's all kinds of stuff in there.
That would be in the box of fun.
Cowboy hats, cowboy boots, yeah, everything. Yeah. Oh yeah. No. I'm with you. I mean, typically all that stuff is just easily accessible in the house. But I didn't think about like actually having it in the box. And if we went somewhere, like, okay, it's fun time.
Well, you figure y'all got grown kids now, so you got to think about little kids.
Oh, ain't no kids in this house. Right,
that's what I'm saying. So for the ones they have to keep like secured in a box, so that way you know Johnny don't come home like, mommy, what is this got this ink on this thing? And why is it vibrating?
A lot going on up in this house, Lord Jesus. Yeah, no, you gotta have. I don't know. Oh God, if you're married and you're not having fun, I'm praying for you. I'm just praying. I'm gonna be praying. I'm praying all week that you have some fun and really learn to let loose and just, you know, do some trust exercises if you need to. You know, like the exercise where I don't know, but maybe
not
you
the trust exercise.
The trust exercises. You know, like you guys have to do this stuff. Like trust who you with. Have fun. Listen, I remember my husband told me once I was acting real shy. I think when we first got married and to him, you know, I was being modest, but he was like, he said, look, this all we got for the rest of our life is you and me and all of these parts. And these parts, they're going to do what they do to these parts. And I was like, and it was just fun because he helped to relax me, honestly, because you have this idea going into marriage when you're new. You're like, man, I don't want to offend somebody. Or I don't want to be too much or too whatever. And it's hard to kind of figure out where a thing is. So that's why you got to communicate. I know we were talking about that this week. But yeah, have fun. Please go have some fun with your mate. I had a lady tell me the other day, that's why she wear wigs. She was like, my husband just, I'm a different woman every day. I was like, let's go then. But that's their vibe. And I was like, you do what you do to keep your little marriage together then. I love that. I was excited for her. She's like, oh yeah, he don't know what he gonna get. I'm like, okay, you better spice it on up. Yeah, so restaurants, top, this is weird to me, but turns out, shout out to Good Housekeeping, because they have a really good list. Chick-fil-A.
Let me be very clear. Don't do that. Don't do that. And shout out to Chick-fil-A. Listen, shout out to Chick-fil-A. We definitely want y'all. We want to advertise with you. But no, I'm not.
Wait for this. Wait for this. They beat out the Capital Grill. Capital Grill came in second. P.F. Chang's third. Panera Bread fourth. They even got Chili's on this mug. Cracker Barrel. Cheesecake Factory's down number 7. Morton Steakhouse made number 8. After Pizza Hut. Outback 10, Bonefish Grill, mind you, is a great restaurant. Number 11, Fogo de Chao's number 12. What? Bertucci's 13. I was like, stop being cheap.
This must be the millennial list. This must be the millennial list. This has to be the millennial list. Because this ain't a grown adult person that's been married 10 years talking about we going to Chick-fil-A on Valentine's Day. And I love Chick-fil-A. Don't get it twisted. I love them.
I was like, wow. But you know what? Everybody don't have money to be like, you know. And here's the deal. Maybe because Valentine's Day
this year. You just told them to go out and buy, spend $3K. So if they ain't got a couple hundred bucks for a dinner dice, they definitely ain't got. What we going to do?
I don't know, man. I just believe. Now, here's the deal. We're very frugal. You know, I make my own bread. You know, I grow what I can at the house. You know, like, real talk. Like, I might have 4 pair of jeans. Like, it's you know, don't ask me about the shoes. But I'm just saying, like, there's some things we don't spend money on. Like, I cook, you know, focus. I'll be like, hey, I got to hurry up and get off the show. My husband got to eat. Like, I still got to cook. I've been at work all day, and I got to go cook. Like, because that's him. He likes to eat at home. So we save a lot of money. But when it's time to, like, celebrate for birthdays, New Year's, Valentine's Day, we turn up. Like, we're at the restaurant, we're not looking at prices. Like, I didn't come here to this restaurant to look at a seafood restaurant, a steak restaurant, to look at the price. Like, I really don't care how much that steak costs or how much your fresh of the day cat. I'm not asking you. I like, if I want the lobster, that's what I want. And so we wait for these moments to have that, you know, but we prepare for them though. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, and we gift match. So yeah. No, like, we really do believe in that. Like, I don't know. It's like, what are we spending? What's our budget on our gifts? So if we know we're going to spend $300, it's $300. But if we know we're spending $300 or $400, then, you know, then we know that's how much we're going to spend. So, but we believe in loving on each other. You got to make memories when you're together. And sometimes it costs you to make a good memory. Like, you was talking about going to a cabin or going out. It might cost you $200-$300 to rent an Airbnb, you know, poolside, by the whatever beach. Yeah, why not? It's y'all. It's you two. Love on who you got, because you don't know how long you have them. You really don't. So
yeah, definitely planning. Planning is the key. So I agree.
Plan that thing.
Go enjoy yourself.
But if you gotta go to Chick-fil-A, like Good Housekeeping said, it's okay. Just go on over there.
We'll just get that deluxe club. Get that deluxe grill club.
Okay. And what else?
Get that strawberry shake. The strawberry. I like that strawberry shake.
Well, I want both on Valentine's Day. If we going to Valentine's it at the Chick-fil-A, I want the shake.
You want a brownie and a shake?
Don't play with me.
Wow.
And a waffle. I want an extra large waffle with barbecue sauce.
Wow. Salad. Yeah, do it up.
Yeah, do it up.
And you know what? I know another one that's big and it still, you know, hasn't gotten old. Listen, everybody want to smell good. Picking up a nice new set of perfume or cologne for your loved one. Listen, there are a bunch of amazing fragrances out right now for ladies let's just be very clear. Just keeping up to date with, you know, what your spouse likes. And yeah, it's amazing because, yeah, I think, I'll be honest with you, I think these last couple of years, the cologne and perfume has went to another level. Like, the fragrances they really like, I don't know, I feel like they stepped their game up, Dice. Like all the ones who making all these fancy fragrances, like, because they just smell amazing. Like, you can just know when you walk in the room and you smell your smiles and they smell all good. Mm-hmm. It just does something to you, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. You're right. The Baccarat Rouge, I got the bootleg version because I wasn't going to pay $300 for it, even though I paid $300 for all my other stuff, your Yves Saint Laurent or whatever, you name it, everything from your light blues to your whoever. I got a bootleg version of Tom Ford Focus and a bootleg version of the Baccarat Rouge from the Alt brand. I saw it on TikTok and I was like, there's no way that these smell like the original. They smell just like the original. $35 for both versus paying $800. And I'm not saying you buy anybody a bootleg version of perfume for Valentine's Day. All I'm saying is, if you buy it, you will not be mad. You won't be mad. You won't be mad. I'm trying to tell you that oud. Have you smelled the oud, Tom Ford oud? And it's not too expensive. It's like $150-$200. Bro, they have one to smell just like it. I don't know who owns this alt company. It's ALT. And it's just like, if you, shout out to all of you. Okay, if y'all are trying to buy something for somebody for Valentine's Day and you want to buy them like the expensive version of these perfumes, go buy them the cheap version first. See if they like it. Because if they like the cheap version, they'll love the, you know, the real one. But whew, these dupes, they running the world right now.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. I wasn't familiar. I know my wife does have a couple of the Tom Fords. I can't remember which ones they are off the top of my head. But yeah, absolutely. She always smells amazing.
Smell good. I know.
She smells amazing.
Man, so, I know.
Yeah. Shout out
to everybody. I smell good. I have followed somebody around the store because they smell good. Just to ask them what they have.
Wait a minute. You said you followed them around the store?
Followed them. Because I wanted to buy a project. So I think it was like the Versace. I think it ended up being a Versace one, but I just was like, what is he got? What is that? And you just like, you ain't never had somebody walk by you and just be like, what is that? I mean, a smell good is like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
So I need to buy that for my husband. Yeah, I need to buy that. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you, sir. Shout out to your wife, because I'm sure she bought it for you.
Facts.
Yeah, I'm sure she bought it for you. But yeah, perfume always works. It really does. So, and sometimes they be selling them samples at the mall. I remember I worked at a Gwinnett mall in Atlanta. And so, you know, when they open the bottle, if you go and they have that tester and it's still like maybe a few people have used it, like you can get like 20% off if you about that life. I'm just letting you know it's ways to save money out here.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Listen, DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. Listen, we got to go to a break. Keep it locked. You tune in to The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
All right, we definitely prayers up, like we reported yesterday. We're definitely following up again today. Prayers up for Pastor Joel Osteen and his whole ministry. We know Sunday, unfortunately, somebody walked into the ministry during the Spanish recording service with a young kid at that, with a young boy, and pulled out a gun and opened fire, Hyundai's.
It was a woman.
Yeah, it was a woman.
With a shotgun.
Yeah. That's what I say. Yeah, sawed off at that. Illegal one. She want to make sure she put no, because it's a difference. It's legal shotguns, and then there's sawed off shotguns, which are illegal. Right. Let's be very clear.
Which if you ride around with
that, you better be careful. You get caught with that joker because that is illegal. But yeah, she went in there with the long trench coat and opened fire. And all seriously, I'm not joking. I'm definitely grateful that I think besides her and let's take this back. I know she was the police officers did gun her down. And then the young boy that was with her was fatally. Is he still in a critical condition?
We don't know. We don't have any information yet. I hate that for the church. Good grief. I just want to come to church. Like, what is wrong with y'all? Like, y'all just need to stop. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. So it's just frustrating to even hear about this stuff. And then, I mean, why you take your baby now? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to be thrown off, just be thrown off on your own. Stop involving your kids. The baby got shot in the head, Focus. In the actual head. Because, the police officers, man, they're just shooting, to take this lady out so she doesn't hurt anybody else, and the baby got caught up in this. It's just, it's sad. It's just a sad situation. And I'm sorry, you know, for all of you guys who are going through and how it's affected the church. And we already have enough of this mental health crisis going on in the world, you know, and churches should be a safe space that we don't have a lot of safe spaces we can go to anymore, but the church is supposed to be that. So, you know, gun violence it's obviously on the rise, especially in America. And I'll be real with you. You need to be safe. And it's sad that you can just order stuff online, you know, instead of going through, you know, the classes at a regular store. For those of you who, you know, you got your concealed carry or your FOIA cards or whatever it's called in your city. But it's just like, if you know you're emotionally unstable, you don't need a weapon. Like, and definitely not a gun. So I'm going to throw it out of here. Like,
or a knife. Lord help me. Or a knife. I just feel like somebody else out there too as well. Knife or guns. Said, y'all don't
or
need
a knife.
No, you don't need the other one. And shout out to you, Dice. I hear what you're saying when you talk about order online, but let's be very clear. You ain't got to order online. There are guns that just go through the inner city community like they free.
I know.
I've been trying to figure that out for the longest. I hate to say it. I was able to get myself, 16, 17, I could access a gun quickly. Like, it was nothing. Like, you pull up, you had people that sold guns.
Yeah.
Flooding the neighborhood.
Yeah, I've always had access to guns. I mean, I grew up with them, you know. You change the clip at the table at dinner. Like, my dad made sure we knew, you know, hey, he's one in the chamber. But we were taught. This is the difference.
Then you had dinner, right? You changed. Yeah, did you hear what I said?
And then you ate all your food.
Clip at the table, and then, by the way, eat your salad and have your Sunday dinner and go to bed afterward. No, this is not normal. Y'all, I don't want y'all to think this is normal. This is not normal, what Dyson said.
I never really realized how weird that sounded. But, I mean, my point, all I'm trying to say is,
she's certified. That's what she's trying to tell you.
Yeah, that's
walk up on her slowly.
Please don't. We talk about it all the time, like, legally, I just, I mean, and I, you know what? But if you have a weapon, you are supposed to, you know,
be responsible with it.
Yeah, that's right. So it's like, yeah. I get it. But if you have a challenge mentally, you know it, just, you don't need it. You just don't need it, man. Just don't get it. But this is unfortunate. Prayers for the church and Joel Osteen and the whole community. And for those of you, don't let the enemy fool you. And now you're like, I'm not ever going to church. It's like, trust me, security is going to be extra, extra deep now at this church. So, but it is what it is. You know, people do have mental problems. I mean, that's just where it is. And then, but the freedom, though, like, this is what I'm talking about. Like, we do have our rights to carry. And I'll be real with you, I don't want that right taken away. So, you know, we need to be more responsible as a community, is all I'm trying to say, you know, because you never know when you got to protect yourself or your family. And so,
no, that's real. Man. And shout out to everybody who's against security being at churches. This is an example why you do need security at churches.
Check my bag. You can check my
bag. Yeah, definitely. Check your bag. You know, some churches have metal detectors. That's real. Mm-hmm. I mean, some people think it's overkill, but hey, if maybe they don't have the security to staff it, maybe they do have that. So at least they know, and definitely we're praying. I am reading the article too as well. We do have an update on, there was another young man who was actually shot in the hip too as well, outside of the shooter. The young boy, there was another man who was shot in the hip too as well. So we're praying for everybody impacted by this. And we're definitely praying for Joel Osteen for wisdom on how to move and how to secure his ministry.
Yeah, focus. So it seems that this shooter obviously had a history of mental health issues, but what they're reporting, and this is CNN also reporting, like, there was a custody battle going on, but that they felt this was a family dispute. Is what they're looking at between the shooter, her ex-husband, and her ex-husband's family, some of whom are Jewish. So they were just saying this might be possibly where all of this is stemming from, is that difference of Christians and Jews, man. Like, that's why I'm sitting here like, is it really changing people like this? This is insane. So it's unfortunate. Like I said, you had a couple people shot. You have one person killed. And all because of some faith differences? That is insane. So that's just like I said, that's just what CNN has on their report. And I just was like, man, that's wild. I could care less what religion anybody is at this point in life. I really don't matter. It's not worth trying to take somebody's life and then spend an eternity in hell. It's just not worth it.
Well, I heard that one thing that, listen, it's always something else. I'm not saying that it didn't start it, but it's always something else when you hear that X and you got an X who's bitter. No, it's let's be very clear. This has been happening since the beginning of times when you say X, my ex, my ex-wife, my ex-husband, my ex-son-father.
Why can't people just let go?
No,
what do you want? I don't want nothing else from you if we exes. There's nothing else to want.
I get you, but a lot of people are toxic, and they want to just make sure if they feel like somebody did them away, I got to get you back. Just toxic. So I agree, but you said that ex, so I said, as soon as you said ex, ex.
Well, I mean,
I said, oh boy.
Yeah, no, you're not making it up. It's that's a fact. the ex is a fact in this whole thing, like involved in some type of way. It's just sad because it's like, man, just let go. If nobody want to be with you, and this is y'all tip for the week. If people don't want you, let them go. Let them go because there's something better for you. God has something better for you. You don't never have to be stuck on no ex, nothing. Ex relationship, ex this. Move on into your future. God has something better for you. Oh Lord, I'm praying for everybody.
Go get the counseling you need, because you need the counseling. It's okay. Go get the counseling, because if you still grieving that relationship, or medication.
Get your medication. Ain't no judgment. Just do what you got to do to get yourself in a good space, so you can hear from God better. So,
absolutely. Listen, we're praying for everybody impacted at Pastor Joel Osteen's church from this tragedy, this shooting. We'll definitely keep you guys up to date with, more of the story as we continue to find it out each and every day. Listen, that's it for today, y'all. We thank y'all for rocking with us, waking up another blessed day with us. Shouts out to everybody on the West Coast, all our new listeners. Man, y'all been showing us crazy love on social media. Shouts out to everybody who's been following us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Threads, Tiki Talkie, YouTube. Listen, we had a YouTube giveaway a few days ago. Shouts out to the winner. Y'all better follow us. You never know when we're going to have these giveaways, whether it be social media, whether it be right here on the radio. But y'all just better tap in, follow us at The Fix Radio Show. That's D-A-F-I-X-X Radio Show on all social media platforms. Please make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. Like, comment, subscribe, and hit that notification bell in that order so you can stay up to date with everything we're doing everywhere we at. Because, we out in these streets, and we just trying to shake some things up for the kingdom. Shouts out to everybody on the station doing some powerful things. And listen, if y'all ain't told people about our channel, man, I don't know why y'all keep doing us like this, but I'm going to keep saying it to y'all. Do it. Listen, we're doing powerful things over here in Holy Culture Radio. I need y'all to tell everybody about what we're doing. We have over 18 shows right here, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, Christian hip hop, urban gospel, faith infused, rhythm and praise, Christian Afro beats. I think we might even got some jazz or something somewhere. Somebody probably doing some Christian jazz somewhere. One of these shows probably doing something. Listen, we got every genre in the gospel faith right here. We have dope radio personality, DJs, conversations, everything you could think of, from corporate level to all the way to the streets. Listen, so we got everything you need. So listen, make sure you're following Holy Culture at holyculture.net to stay up to date with the list of all the shows that play right here on SiriusXM channel 140. And listen, continue to tell your church members, your friends, your families about all the shows, about this station. Listen, we need y'all support. We are stronger together. Tell everybody about what we're doing here. This is history, y'all. We're coming up on the second year anniversary coming up in a couple of months in April. And we want to continue to push strong, continue to push this gospel, and allow for y'all to get some different options for some of your music. We ain't telling you to change all of it, but some of it, it's a new year. You might need to take that out your playlist and get some of this good music in your soul. So please, please tell everybody what we're doing. We love y'all. We thank y'all for it. And Dice, we didn't get a chance to get over all those the top Valentine's gifts. So somebody can still have a man or a woman outside of this weekend. So I guess we got to tiptoe on it tomorrow, huh? On Winning Wednesday, huh?
Well, we're going to try and help them out, man. Try to keep y'all locked in the house. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all going to get put out this week. I just had to go ahead and give you a rhema word.
A rhema word?
Right. Some of you not gonna have anywhere. You ain't gonna
make the cut, buddy.
You have nowhere to go. You're gonna have to call home or whatever your old home. Some of y'all gonna be back on the couch.
Call Tyrone. Call him. Y'all pray for us, y'all. Y'all pray for us.
I'm just saying.
But we telling the truth. Somebody out there listening, they not know we telling the truth.
Somebody heart beating real fast, like, ooh, I'm gonna go take that gift back and get the other thing. Yeah, go get the bigger bag. Go back and just take that small bag, take the clutch back and go get the tote. Like, just do it. Don't worry about it.
If you can't afford it, just take your losses, pack up your bag and go about your business. Bro, if it's a choice between getting that bag and paying your car note this month, you better pay your car note so you can have somebody go to work. Listen,
I'm telling you, that car note can be 3 months behind, but you ain't gonna have nowhere to stay.
Don't listen to Dice. She's terrible. Lord help me. Listen, pray for us, y'all. No, seriously, pray for us.
You got 3 months before they come get that car.
Don't do it. Pay your bills. It's 2024. We need y'all to pay your bills.
Don't miss your opportunity.
Stack some saving up. It's election year. Let's be very clear. It is election year. We need y'all to put some change up now. You don't know what's going to happen in November. Now, it can be a shift. Let's be very clear. So use wisdom. And again, like I say, please use wisdom. Listen, we love y'all. Go out and have a great day. We will catch y'all tomorrow, same time, same place. As always, remember to stay focused on turning your negative into a positive. Mm. Jesus Christ is always the answer. Kingdom advancement should always be your goal. The fix is in. We out.
Peace, y'all.